Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Switzerland would like to thank Japan for working document number one. We find this is a very interesting project to strengthen international, regional, and local capacities to respond to deliberate use of biological weapons. We are convinced that there are important synergies between Articles 10 and 7. Capacities that are developed under Article 10 benefit the response that states may provide under Article 7. The mechanism that makes it possible for the Secretary General to investigate allegations of the use of chemical, biological, or toxin weapons is the only operational unit at the international level that we have in order to be able to decide on such cases. As such, this mechanism provides very important support to the Convention, but also it acts as a deterrent against the use of biological weapons. Therefore, Switzerland, together with other UN member countries, has been supporting for numerous years the efforts aimed at strengthening the mechanism. We're focusing on the establishment of a robust and reliable network to provide support to the mechanism of the Secretary General. In this respect, Switzerland will be organizing a seminar on this issue in September of 2021. Switzerland carries out its work in a broader context. We're part of global efforts aimed at strengthening the Convention and the importance of the provisions of the Convention. We thank Germany for working document number five that covers the lessons learned from the UNSGM Tabletop Exercise 2020 and the outlook to the Capstone Field Exercise. We stress the great importance in terms of value added for carrying out regular exercises. This guarantees the operationability of the mechanism that is so important. It is also crucial to ensure that the mechanism remains under the authority of the UN Secretary General, and it is important to avoid any politicization of this mechanism. Thank you very much, Madam President, for giving me the floor.